We are holding Daf Ayin Beis Amar Aleph on top. That more of the Mishnah says again that Koitzrim if Neha Netiyos, you're allowed to cut down the new crop, the Chodesh, even before the Yomer, for the purpose of Netiyos. The Netiyos part you learned before, if you have a Sodari Elon, like an orchard, and you have some Tfua growing there, so the Tfua is not really fit to be brought for the Yomer. So therefore, since it cannot be brought for the Yomer, who would then you allow to cut it down even before the Yomer? Or what in the Mishnah says also, Mefnei Beis Ovel, if you have to make a Levaya and the place is, you have wheat growing there, you're allowed to cut it down before the Yom HaLadvar Mitzvah, like we'll soon see. Mefnei Beis Ovel is the same thing, if you want to give a big shear and you need the field to be cleaned out, so you're allowed to cut down the wheat, Mishrum Beis Ovel, in order to be able to learn there. So Mor says, my time, what's the reason? Kitzirchem Omer Rachman, the Torah says that you're not allowed to cut down the Chodesh, the new crop, before you cut down the Yom HaLadvar. But only Kitzirchim, if you're cutting it down for your sake. But V'loi Kitzir Mitzvah, not if you're cutting it down for the sake of a Mitzvah. If you're doing it for a Mitzvah, then we say it's okay. Then we say it's Mutter. So, L'chur, this is a good Hetter for Beis Ovel and Beis Medrash. L'chur, why doesn't say the reason B'fnei HaMetiyos? Sinachdam is Rashi has two pshat. The Mom Pshat is, like we said before, that since in this orchard field we have the wheat growing there, the barley growing there, it's not fit anyway for the Yomer. That's the Hetter. Or else, the other pshat Rashi says is no, it's a shiloh of kalayim. The lemais is growing near the kerem, let's say. Says the mitzvah top rooted. So again, since you're doing the l'shem mitzvah, therefore it's mutter. The other Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Kamalot, and Bryce like this. When the pasuk says in Vayikra, the yimtakriv minchas bikurim, that you should bring this minchas aimer. And the pasuk calls it the yimtakriv when you bring the minchas bikurim. The question is, matam alayim, what are you teaching me? So Rashi says, well, ksiv b'seif for the Kura, it says at the end of the Kura, it says already, takriv minchas b'kurecha. So that's the beginning of the pasuk saying, v'yim takriv, like it's extra, to drosha, to teach us, leima, matam leima, lefi shemitzvah so'imer lehovi min hakoma. The mitzvah is to bring the oimer, means to cut down the barley when it's still growing, when it's still standing. In other words, you're supposed to cut it down l'shma. You have to take barley that's still growing and cut it down now l'shem mitzvahs. How do we know if you did not find any barley that's growing? You could bring barley that was already cut down before, not l'shem mitzvah. Even though it's already piled up, it's in packs, still you could use it in bundles. Still you could use it. How do I know this? Talmudim, the pasuk says, takriv. Mashmeni, why you bring it? Takriv, as long as you bring the barley for the mincha seimer, it's okay. Another drasha is Dovarach, another pshat is Takriv. What do we need the pasuk Takriv? Lefrisha mitzvah lehovi min halach. We're supposed to bring from fresh, soft barley. Like Rashi says, the stiff karmel. Karmel with dash before means rach. So it's supposed to be soft and wet. If so, we minayin, how do we know to say shim lemotim min halach? If you did not find from the lach that yovim min hayovish, you could bring from dried out barley. How do I know? Talmudim again, the pasuk says Takriv. Master Mikomokim, as long as it's barley, it's kosher. Dov Rach, another pshat is Takriv. The pasuk says Takriv. Again, why? Lefisha mitzvah selikza balaylo. Lechatkilu the mitzvah is to cut down the ksira soimer at night time. Moitzoi Pesach, the night of the 16th day of Nisan. Minayin, how do we know to say shem nikza bayoim? That b'diyev, if they did not cut it down by night time, they waited till the next day. And they first cut it down on the 16th of Nisan by daytime. Kosher, how do we know it? Again, Talmud Leim Takriv, the pasuk says Takriv. And another drasha is V'deiches HaShabbos. Who are then the Ksira Seimer V'deiches HaShabbos? That the second day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut down the Yomer on Shabbos. How do we know this? Talmud Leim again, the pasuk says Takriv. That with Dashen Takriv, Kol Shu, any amount, you should be Makriv. Takriv Mikomokom, from any place. Takriv Afilu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. And Takriv Afilu B'Tumah. Even though it became Tomei, still it's a Korban Sibah, it's a Mincha Sibah, you're allowed to bring it even though it's a Tumah. Rashi says, and it says, Kol Shrib means Af Min Oimrim, not only from the Koma, but Kol Shrib is even from the wheat that's already cut off already, the barley that's cut off already. And Mikol Makar, Rashi says, it means Af Min Arachim Mishalayim, even though Lechatchila Af Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs, it does take off the barley that's closest to Yerushalayim. But you don't find anything closer, you let it take it from far away. That's all from this drasha of the extra pasuk of Vim Takriv, Mashma Mikomakam. As long as you bring the bali to make the mincha sarim out of the bali, you mekayim the mitzvah. Now it's now the Gemara says for your, it says in the Mishnah niksa b'yom kosher, that the evidence if they cut it down b'yom on the 16th day, also the yom is kosher. I go to none. We learn like this: the Mishnah Megillah that kol halayla kosher l'ksira seimer, all the night of the 16th by night is kosher l'ksira seimer. Who adin alahakter chalovim v'yavorim, the whole night time is kosher for burning the fat, the imum of a korban. Now zeh haklal, this is the klal that davishim mitzvos kol hayom, anything that the mitzvah do the mitzvah b'yom is kosher kol hayom. The whole day is mutter for the mitzvah, whether it's tefillin, whether it's tzitzis, the whole day is mutter for the mitzvah. But davishim mitzvos b'alayla, something that the mitzvah is at night time, then we say kosher kol alayla, that only the whole night is kosher. But the kopar and the diak is ketoni, it says laila dumya d'yayim, that the mitzvahs of night is the same thing like the mitzvahs of daytime, meaning to say ma d'yayim, just like the mitzvah of bayayim put on tzitzis is balaila loi, the mitzvah is only bayayim and not by nighttime. Is l'chur, the mishnah means to say is after laila, who had in this mitzvah of ksira sayma, that the mitzvah is of nighttime. I tell you, but b'yom nami loy. And again, after laila is b'yom nami loy, that the mitzvahs that are only by night time, the Mishnah means to say it's only by night time and not by day. So chiruk tzira soima, the Mishnah means teaches is only at night time and not by daytime. So it's not like our Mishnah over here. So where it says true, Omar Rabba lekash, there's no stira. Ho Rebbe bo Rebbe lozim Rebbe Shimon it's a machlekes tanoim. Titania will learn like this. Somebody, the kohen, was about to bring the mincha soimer, they cut off already the barley, they made it into a dough already, they have the mincha, v'nitzmas, and the mincha now became tame before they burnt it, before they made the kemitza. So it depends. Im yesh acheris, if there's more barley that you could find today on the 16th day, and you can cut it down and make a new mincha, oim aloi havei acheris tachter, Bring another mincha soimer instead of the first one. But v'im lav, if there's no more barley to be found, then oim aloi have a kekeh, listen, be smart, u'shasek, and be quiet. Because b'dievet, since this is a minchas tibum, it's doicha tumma, even though it's for tumma, you could bring it. Tivra Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. So the kids of Rebbe holds that it's better off to cut down new fresh barley today and use it, and do not bring last night's barley that became tummy. However, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, I know, Benkach or Benkach, since the Mincha Seima became tummy, even though there's more fresh barley today to cut down, still, Oymala, we tell the Kohen, have a Bekech, be smart, or Shasai can be quiet, and rather bring this Mincha Seima bitumah. And what's Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Svarim? Shekol Oymer, Sheniksash, like a mitzvah, posol. Anytime you cut it, not at the right time, it's possible. So what does he mean to say? That when is this amount to cut down the ksira soimer, cut down the barley to be used? Only at night time. Only the night of the 16th day. Moitzoi Pesach, that night, that's the amount to cut it down. But if you did not, what you did not cut down that night, the next day, you're not allowed to cut it down. So if we receive, according to the blessing of Shimon, he'll hold like that Mishnah in Megillah, that the ksira soimer, the mitzvah is only balayla, and not bayayim. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Baba Chono, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, that Reb Lezib Rabbi Shimon, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shel Aviv Omro, that Reb Lezib Rabbi Shimon that holds that the Ksira Seimer is only Balaila, and not Bayoim, he'll go according to Rabbi Akiva, his father's Rebbe. Tanan we learn like this, Mishnin in Shabbos, Vadilkas Milo, that Klal Omar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said a Klal like this, that kol melocha shev shalei lasoisim erev Shabbos, any melocha about milah, in other words, carrying the knife to the makom hamilom, that you could do it on Friday, therefore ein adirches a Shabbos. If the moel forgot to carry the knife before Shabbos, he's not allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos to the milah. Since it could be done erev Shabbos, only the actual chaticha, the actual cutting that cannot be done before Shabbos, that's what's adirches Shabbos. Now, v'savolo k'rebi Shimon, k'rebi Shmuel, he also is like k'rebi Shmuel d'yom, that he says, k'tira soimem mitzvah, that the k'tira soim is a mitzvah, meaning to say that it's doicha Shabbos. The Tanan will learn like this, Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Ma Chorish Rishus, when the Pasuk says on Shabbos, you're not allowed to plow or cut down your fields, so just like Harisha plowing your fields is a Rishus, Av Ketzir Rishus, who would do when the Torah says you can't cut down something on Shabbos, means the Ketzirus of Rishus. But Yotz, according to Rabbi Yishmael, goes out that Ketzir Oimer Shi Mitzvah, that you're allowed to cut down the Ketzirus Oimer on Shabbos into the Mitzvah, Snabuchal the Avera. You're allowed to cut down the Ketzirus Oimer again if the second day of Pesach, if Yud Zayin Benisin comes out, if Tes Zayin Benisin comes out on Shabbos, so you're allowed to cut the Yomer Friday night on Shabbos. Now, the Yi Sagla Benit, you could tell me to think that Nikse Shloike Mitzvosai Koshon, that you're allowed to cut down the Yomer B'Dievet, not at night time. Either the next day or the day before, like it says in our Mishnah, that if you don't find the comma, you're allowed to use from the Yomrim. It means even though the barley was cut down yesterday, so it's kosher, it certainly should be a kosher according to Rabbi Kiva. My Dorcha Shabbos, why is the Dorcha Shabbos altogether? Nixerei, my Era Shabbos, you should have the Chiyuv to cut down the Yomer on Era Shabbos. When Tez Zayin comes out on Shabbos, you should have to cut it down Dafkan Era Shabbos. Elo rather, midudachi Shabbos, since we see now that you're allowed to cut down the Yomer on Fran Shabbos night, Ishmamin, here's the proof that Nix the Shleike Mitzvos Apostle, this is a Pshad and Blazer of Shimon, that he holds like if you cut it down Shleike Mitzvos Apostle, the only time to cut down the Kfir Yomer is Dafka Balayla, only that night, even though that night is Shabbos, still is Deicha Shabbos. But if you could do it beforehand, then it would not be Deicha Shabbos. That's the Shittas of Lazar of Shimon, and that's Pshat the Mishnah Megillah. And Echonami, our Mishnah Attack argues, and our Mishnah Attack holds, not like Rabbi Kiva, that we hold even though the Ketzirus Oimer could be done before Shabbos, still it's Deicha Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, for Rebbe, Lav Talmidid Rabbi Shimon, who? Isn't Rebbe also Talmud from Rabbi Shimon? So Zoshvi Kashan Rebbe, how could Rebbe say that you're allowed to cut down the Yoimer, the Yoim? So why is it Deicha Shabbos? For your Tani would learn like this. Omer Rebbe said, Kishayinu lemeidim Torah etzer Rebbe Shimon b'tkua. When he used to go learn Torah by Rebbe Shimon in his place Tekua. And so it says that Hayinu, I used to, Malon Leshema, I used to bring him up oil, the yaluntis or towels, mechotz legag, they used to carry on Shabbos from a chotzer to the top of a roof, umigag lekarfif, from a gag to a karfif, that's an open place that has mechitzas around it, even though it's not hukal the dira, people do not live there. That's a shalot, if you let it carry from one place to another place, but Rebbe held you allowed to. Or mi karfif le karfif acher, ad shonu magiyin lemayin, until we reach the well, shonu rech semboy, that there we would wash ourselves on Shabbos. So our koponim, you see that Rebbe learned by Rebbe Shimon, says, so chorot sakash, how could Rebbe hold his deicha Shabbos? And Rebbe holds the Ksirah Sayyim, it could be done even on Erev Shabbos. So why is it Deicha? So my answer is, I'll tell you, so valo, ki doctor Rebbe Shimon, the Rebbe holds like the other learning of Rebbe Shimon. The Tanya would learn like this. Omer Rebbe Shimon said like this, bo re, come and see, kamo chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, how chavav, how dear it is to do a mitzvah at the right time. Even though you could do it after Shabbos, still he holds his Deicha Shabbos. They're burning the emurim of a korban atomid on Shabbos. What's the mitzvah chaviva b'shaito? Sharei hekta chalavim v'yevorim. That they brought the korban atomid in the morning on Shabbos or in the afternoon. That the burning of the fats, really the emurim is sherem kol alayla. Really they could wait until the night time to mitzvoy Shabbos and burn it then and also be kosher. But still b'lehoyu mamtilhen, they did not wait until the night time ashetechshach, but rather they used to burn it on Shabbos. So you see, Shimon holds, even though you could do it after Shabbos, still there's a new klal of chaviva mitzvah v'shaitom. It's kedai to do it on Shabbos, ibadecha Shabbos. So therefore, he holds, even though the Ksirah Saima really could be done on Erev Shabbos, but avad it's the mitzvah to do it v'shaito, and the mitzvah v'shaito is to do it the night of the 16th. So even though the night is Shabbos, still Rebbe holds, it could be deicha, you could cut it down on Shabbos.